social media companies could soon face stronger compliance action as the government moves to ensure its ban on teenage accounts is enforced. Under legislation expected to be introduced this week, fines would double to $99 million, and the eSafety Commissioner would gain new powers. University of Sydney Professor of Digital Communication and Culture, Terry Flew, says around 70% of under-16s have retained their accounts. He says an increase to fines is significant, but compliance powers will likely have greater effect.
The current legislation requires that platforms take reasonable steps to verify age. Now, what's become apparent 6 months in is that the reasonable steps are not really very compliant at all, that basically we've kind of defaulted to a scenario where people just say what age they are. So I think the more significant matter will be the powers given to the eSafety Commissioner to determine whether a platform is using effective forms of age verification.
The eSafety Commissioner is currently challenging a number of digital platforms in court.